I'm Scott Gardner. I'm the CEO of Liquid. We're an agency that was launched out of Silicon Valley. Our claim to fame probably back in the early days was we launched the Intel Inside program in America at retail. That kind of put us on the map, and then we landed a bunch of tech accounts. But as we've grown the agency, we're in Portland, Oregon. We've been there for 10 years. We're in New York. So we've been able to branch out. We work with a lot of big brands, Nordstrom's, Nike, Walmart, Google, Facebook. Work with some brands that you may or may not have heard of. And then today, we're going to share a little story about probably the most unique brand we've ever worked with, which is the Earnest Packaging Solutions Company, a 70-year-old company based in LA, which we'll talk about in a minute. So why we chose this client, I think the spirit of the conference and the way this session's titled, thinking about digital strategy, thinking about use of video, thinking about social amplification. And, you know, what do you do when you have a company that makes boxes? In fact, I always challenge my staff, you know, we're all marketers. We market a lot of different products. Some are easier to market than others. If you have a really hot product, it's kind of easy to market. But if you have something else, it's very commoditized. It's tough. So we took on the ultimate challenge and took on a company that was called the Earnest Paper Company, and they 50% of their business is cardboard corrugated boxes. They also do all kinds of other things, but they are in the supply chain. And they're actually a pretty interesting business. So we'll show you what we've done to make boxes more or less sexy. The company was founded in LA by two brothers, Ernest and Charles Wilson, right after World War II. They're celebrating their 70th anniversary this year. They basically, when we started working with them 8 years ago as their agency of record, we are their agency. They don't have any in-house people. We basically do everything for them with our partner Radius, who handles a lot of the social strategy and measurement, which we'll talk about. We, in the last 7 years, by basically bringing branding and marketing to a company that didn't know what it is, we've actually grown 40%. We've gone from from a $150 million company to about $200 million. We've gone from 8 offices to 12. We're nationwide, coast to coast. And I'm actually on their website as their chief marketing officer. I serve on their board, so it's kind of a unique role for an agency because we have a lot of clients I can't work with all of them, but I'm very involved with this one, which we've had a lot of fun. Because they're private and family-owned, we get to do things that a lot of the brands I work with just we don't get to do. So we get to pioneer stuff that's interesting and unique. Their main lines of business really are food, manufacturing, distribution, and kind of farm and nutraceuticals. Because most products are packaged offshore these days, there's less a need for on U.S.-based packaging, but obviously the food we eat, usually in the trend with farm-to-table kind of fresh foods, has really helped their business a lot. 50% of the business is around food-related industries. And our goal with this company was to create more or less the most progressive marketer in the packaging business. If you look at the business, it's very large clients, huge corporations, they're kind of nameless, faceless machines. There's a bunch of small companies that don't have the ability to market. We're kind of in the middle, so we can actually really shake up the industry. I think for some of you in different verticals, you might find you're in those kind of highly commoditized spaces, so you can really do things differently if the marketing bar is set so low. The bar in this industry is set so low, it was easy to kind of leap ahead and take leadership, which we have. So the first iteration of Earnest, it started around 2006, is I was approached by Tim Wilson, the son of Charles Wilson, and said, look, I have this little box company in LA, and I don't know anything about branding, but I know my business is highly commoditized. I think we need to be unique. And he heard me speak at a conference on branding. He said, I think I'd like to talk to you. So I went out and met with him. He downplayed what they had. It was a pretty amazing operation. It's supply chain, warehouse. You could put 10 football fields in. It's a very sophisticated business. But I asked him, what's your marketing budget? And he gave me a number, and I looked at it. I said, well, that's actually not really marketing. That's like traveling, those tickets to games, that's entertainment. So you really don't spend any money on marketing, so we got to start somewhere. So it was hard for them to bite off the concept of budgets, but we started slowly investing in the brand, and we started then figuring out how to activate the brand. But this didn't happen overnight. This took years. So this is what the company that I started with looked like. They were called Earnest Paper Products, and their tagline was, we engineer it, we guarantee it. They had bought all these other offices around the country. They never renamed the local offices. So in Nevada here, it was Nevada Packaging. In Sacramento, it was Concannon Paper. So they bought a bunch of family businesses. They never rolled up a brand. So imagine trying to manage, you know, 8 local brands, very regionally focused markets and customers. So when they talked to us, brought us in and said, how can we start to impact the brand? First, we had to come up with a strategy. And to make a long story short, it led to a rename of the company called Earnest Packaging Solutions and a tagline called Moving Packaging Forward. And the spirit of this tagline drives everything we do, internal, external in the company. And the spirit of it is that we want to be the industry leader. We talk to customers of theirs or non-customers when we're doing the strategy. And even one client at a big said they're kind of like a prairie dog. They just try harder. They want, and we're like, okay, we don't want to really be the prairie dog, but we definitely want to elevate our position. And through unique marketing tactics, they definitely they follow what they say. And I think everything we're going to show you today is kind of the spirit of trying to, you know, project the message in thought leadership and different types of content to say, look, we are the industry leader. We're different. We were actually moving the industry forward. We had to rebrand everything. I mean, with an industrial company, you've got uniforms and trucks, and we had visual styles. So we had to go foundationally resurrect the whole company, all the brand identity systems, the visual style, and then we launched what was their first website. So they really had, when I walked in, they had a placeholder website with a phone number on it, a shot of the office. So we actually put their first web strategy in place, and this version of the website served us very well for many years. We did a lot of PPC work to try to get people to come take a look at us. But around 2010, we said, you know, this social thing is phenomenon's really taking shape. And if we want to project ourselves as the thought leaders, the design leaders in the space, we need to start putting out content. And we didn't know how. So we tried to do something internal. My agency didn't have that type of capability. We didn't know if we wanted to build it. We looked within the company. There was somebody that had a lot of industry knowledge. We tried to experiment with them on topics, and we just felt like we were struggling. And then I saw an ad in Adweek for a company called Radius out of Indianapolis that said, you know, social doesn't work if you don't have great content and strategy and you don't measure and take advantage of it. And I called them up, and so advertising does work sometimes, and met these guys, and we could not do anything that we're sharing with you today without the partnership of Radius. Wonderful partners to help us. So 2.0 of Earnest, I would call this iteration, this is around when social, around 2011, we started talking about bringing social into our marketing strategy. And today I can say that it highly dominates our strategy. It's not the only thing we do, but it's largely a digital B2B company. It's a heavy, heavy load of what we do. So I am gonna let Craig talk a little bit about kind of their view of what we started with and what we've created from a social ecosystem.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. So as Scott said, Earnest, in 2006 or 7 it was, you launched the new website. And obviously in 2011, when Scott brought Radius in, we approach everything from a content perspective. Everything is essentially just a hub for content. And that's how we look at a website. And the truth was, for Earnest, right, it's B2B, it's all about lead generation and the right getting the right people to the website. So what we needed to do right then and there was focus on the Earnest Buzz, which is their blog. And what that does, we start all exercises with strategy. And so we sat down with Earnest, we did what we call a groundwork planning exercise, about a 60 to 90 day process where we really get in and find out who it is they're trying to reach, these warehouse managers, these operations managers, these people that make packaging decisions. And we find out, you know, what is the type of content that they are consuming. And so what we needed to do with the Earnest Buzz was really create content that those types of people wanted to consume and then target them and get that content to them. So launching the Earnest Buzz, focusing on content that educates, that inspires, that really was what those type of industry experts needed to consume, and then setting up as well an automated email program with that, once we had them at the Earnest website, get them to sign up, start getting updates from Earnest regularly, focusing on innovation and basically everything that Earnest could do and everything that was happening in the packaging industry as it related to them.
Yeah, I think I mentioned one of the challenges. I don't know, you know, what all of your lines of business, but we work with a lot of big global brands, and when you're doing things and you can use digital marketing to amplify the message and just go everywhere, that's great. But when you're dealing with a company that only really serves a client within about a 100-mile radius of a warehouse because they still have to. They're not an online e-commerce cataloger. They bring out the trucks every day and they're part of supply chain. So you're looking at 8 regional markets under the same brand, and then you're extending. So you have, yes, at one point we can go big and amplify the noise of Earnest, which some of the methods we're using are getting more notice, but you also then have to think like a local marketer within the regions and figure out how you do things there that is successful. So I know one of the things we touted in this session is the use of video. So we found out very early on when we did a few videos that they got all of the, from a content perspective, people didn't want to read a lot of stuff, download a white paper, they watched our videos. And because the company has, part of the brand is being very authentic, family-owned, even though we're a big company, we're not afraid of making fun of ourselves, the president, you know, the people are very, very real. So in our marketing, we said, look, we want to be very authentic, we want to be genuine, because people do business with people. It's a big part of strategy. If anybody might remember the campaign that Columbia Sportswear has run forever with Tim Boyle, the son of Mom Gert, who's the chairman. He was the testing dummy for all of their apparel to make sure it would stand up to the cold and rugged outdoor adventures. And so we kind of took that idea and said, look, you know, we wanted to showcase how we do packaging in an innovative way, kind of like a Mythbusters series. But as we kept trying to do it, it just wasn't that sexy. So we needed something. So we created a series called the Earnest Challenge, and the whole goal was to try to showcase the company in a fun light, playing on the fact they do solutions, using our president, Tim Wilson, and sometimes spot people in the company, and push this around. It was our first foray in trying to work with social and try to see if we can get an audience. So this is one of the series of the Earnest Challenge.
Earnest Packaging Solutions presents the Earnest Challenge with President Tim Wilson. Our client, Newport Meats, wants to know if we can transport a case of their juiciest steaks through great white shark-infested water.
Why not? We never bite off more than we can chew. Let's head to the Innovation Lab. This is where we custom design and test our innovative packaging. For this challenge, we're going to need packaging that is 100% air and watertight. Let's use our forming film for the steaks. 9mm printed for the top and 2.5mm for the bottom. For the box, we'll use our Steelboard S5 Weather with K technology, plus waterproof coating to make it perfect.
Let's go to the testing ground.
Hey guys, I'm going into a shark cage, right?
You sure are.
Here we go!
Oh, Tim, is everything okay with the package? Once again, Earnest comes through in a pinch. Earnest Packaging Solutions. Tim tested, certified tough. Steaks are ready.
So again, this was our first foray in trying to do something and build audience. And we did start build audience where our videos were getting thousands of views. I mean, imagine we had very little communities built. We started building and we started getting thousands of views of videos. We put about 3 of these out a year. And in a way, they're kind of commercials, right? You don't have to pay for the media. We just put them out. And we kept, our goal is to keep building our communities so we could use them as outlets to promote our own content. So that's the challenge. I'm going to skip past this because of timing. So let's talk about 3.0. This is kind of where we are now. We got our sea legs in the beginnings of social. We were doing the basics, but we really started to figure out how do we amplify, how do we look at conversion, how do we start bringing in more thought capital. And our goal to our client, too, is to prove that we could actually find and convert more real leads to show real value, not just building awareness, but show conversion. So one of the things we found out around 2014 was if we were going to really get serious about amplifying digitally, we had to rebuild the website because it was built on an old system. It wasn't responsive, it wasn't cross-platform. So we basically went through and built a pretty robust B2B website that is, again, it's mobile first, it's responsive, it houses, we have a ton of video content. different ways to engage. And so this system has served us well. This launched a little over a year ago. The other thing, in the spirit of using video, we use video for different methods. So one of the, give away my video here. So we look at like industry focus. There's also the companies growing so fast, we use video for recruiting and retention. We look at ecosystems like LinkedIn. So it's not just all outward customer facing. It's not just drop a tweet, pop up a video on YouTube. We look at different methods and how we use our communities. And so one of the things, this video was just launched, and this again is trying to show the spirit of the company, and this is kind of what we call our Moving Packaging Forward video. This is the spirit of that tagline, and it's a way we express who this brand is through its people.
We are about all different types of solutions, in the box, around the box.
You need somebody that can help you achieve things that you're not capable of. And we found that in Earnest. For us, we're really good at what we do on the polish side and the beauty, but not the packaging.
Anything can be developed. Anything can be made. And yet it all has to ship somewhere and people have to buy it.
It's exciting. It's fun.
I'm all over it.
We do it through innovation and design, but also through logistics and help managing the client's business and taking away some of their burdens.
It's important for the customer to know that we don't operate just as a one-person shop, that there is an infrastructure in place to support them.
Yeah, and Ann is the anchor.
It's not just the package itself, but looking at every facet of the business and coming up with a solution for each step of the way in the supply chain.
Actually, after it was all said and done, I was able to stand on the box and I didn't have any problems.
Oh!
No, I just very passionate with packaging box.
He's the box doctor.
I have him as my second set of eyes sometimes.
It's all about helping our customers create something amazing that will become their legacy and our legacy.
What's one thing you're wearing right now or that you bought today that wasn't packaged at least once?
The day of the brown box is dying. Where you see Amazon nowadays putting movie posters on their boxes and shipping them out. I mean, that's a form of marketing for them.
Form and function, I think, is a really important part of what we're doing here.
Hey, let's make you some samples. I bring it back to my engineers.
We do actually solve problems, both known and unknown, that the customer has.
We work together on it.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
And we come back to the client and say, hey, we've made you an apple and we made you an orange. And here's why the orange is better.
We don't just sell packaging, we're designers.
We're creators, we're engineers, we're problem solvers.
You get a really nice matte black box, and you don't know it, but when you open it, boom, you get that pop again.
We use a lot of plastic, we use a lot of foam, we use a lot of lumber even. If I can replace that with something that's completely recyclable that won't end up in a landfill, that makes my day.
I don't know of any other companies that make surfboards and skateboards out of cardboard.
The launching of Cardboard Chaos has been amazing in itself, and it's contributed to some of our best customers and new customers coming to us.
Yeah, I realized how strong cardboard could be and how it's like, we're gonna make a bike for kids out of this stuff. Lightweight and awesome.
I never thought I could skate on paper.
The nice thing is people are finding out about our company, what we stand for. Not because we make bikes or surfboards, it's because we're just showing our passion for design. These are not easy things to do.
I'm a solutions guy.
You have to love what you do.
It's that extra second or two to just be in the moment, to be part of this package that you're opening, to unveil or to look at something that you bought, that you want. That's a precious moment.
So truly expressing, living the brand, we could take the day we shoot these videos, we also do blooper outtakes, we cut small snippets, we have pieces we can move in different increments across the social strata. We have a lot of options on that.
Yeah, I think the thing to note here, and I don't know how many of you guys are using LinkedIn right now? So, you know, it now supports video, and it supports video from a mobile perspective, so that's a big move. Knowing that, you know, 70% of web traffic these days is coming from mobile. And so to be able to use video effectively as a recruitment tool on LinkedIn was a great move, you know, for Earnest.
So now we're kind of we've hit a new kind of number. We're hitting tens of thousands of views. Those challenge videos were thousands. Now we're in the tens of thousands. But for a small packaging company, like, well, how big can we really go? And then we stumbled upon this. So you think about content strategy, campaign strategy. Back in the early days, I told you, we were trying to create kind of a Mythbusters series about how we'd make something out of cardboard and use the science. And again, we just, whether it was on a food product or whatever, it served the client well, but it just wasn't sexy. And we wanted to kind of be more fun. So we pushed ourselves, and they had a snowboard client called Signal. And Dave, the owner of Signal, said, hey, why don't you make me a paper snowboard? And we thought, that's interesting. And even though sometimes these things look easy, they're pretty hard to do. So we created a snowboard, and we did some video on it, and we created, and we called it Earnest Cardboard Chaos Series, even though we didn't have a second option, but we thought we're onto something. This is our Mythbusters. We put it out, and we got 100,000 views of the video in about a month. So we go from thousands to tens to hundreds of thousands. So we're like, we're onto something. So then it took shape, this whole idea of, what else could I do? How could we challenge us to design things to showcase our innovation, our design spirit? That's why we're different. But let's do it in things that people can understand and see if we can have some fun with it. So we went from snowboard to a surfboard. And every time we did this incrementally, we got more views. Our communities kept growing incrementally. We did the surfboard, and CBS News in LA during Sweeps Week wanted to do a story on the company. So people started hearing about us. We had they did a media sweep. They interviewed Ernest and the company. They profiled them across media. We had a client that wanted to make a cardboard no-pedal bike. They were in the kids' business with apparel and toys. She was in the video you just saw a snippet of. And then we landed on something else. We said, well, let's make a skateboard. And somebody in the company said, I know Tony Hawk, who's the most prolific, well-known skater in the world. And he agreed to ride our skateboard. And he agreed to give us a little help in promoting the skateboard. So this is a little snippet of some of these. You see how the series takes shape.
This is Cardboard Chaos, where Ernest Packaging and Signal come together to push the limits to see how far paper can go.
I'm Mike Martinez. I'm the Director of Consulting Services, and I've been tasked with building a surfboard out of paper.
User-friendly board, I'd recommend it to anyone just because it paddled really well, caught waves really well, and you could actually surf it. Pretty amazed on how cardboard actually surfs.
So this is our last part of the series, and probably we're going to fill in a lot more data in, which I'm sure you're probably interested in. So surfboard took a new high with hundreds of thousands of views, and then the Tony Hawk skateboard video went almost, like, I think 700,000. So we thought, could we actually get to 1 million views with a video? And the thing is, some of these took a year to get the views, but we're like, could we do something that would even go bigger? So we try to keep outdoing ourselves. And then somebody said, hey, I know somebody at Fender Guitar, and what if we could make a Fender Stratocaster, which is probably the most prolific and well-known guitar in the industry? Could we make a guitar out of paper, which is not easy to do? And so we launched in December the Fender Guitar, and I'll have Craig talk a little bit about kind of what happened with this phenomenon.
Yeah, so the important thing with all of these videos and Scott touched on it, that which each one progressively we saw more and more views. But the important thing to know with content and the internet these days and social media is you really have to have a paid distribution budget as well. So you know, all of these were supported with a paid distribution budget on social, but interestingly, they were all supported with exactly the same amount every time. So while they did each get money and each grew and grew and grew, the spend never actually changed. And so it really, again, proof was this strategy, this approach, elevating Earnest in this new way continued to grow and grow and grow. And so we supported, you know, outside of that paid distribution budget, what I'll get in, everything, of course, is given a organic distribution as well. So 79 social media posts across Earnest channels for that, 2 blogs, 2 emails, 1 amazing guitar, obviously. I talked a little bit just there about it. All content, it needs both an organic and a paid distribution plan. These things really got shared heavily, obviously, across the internet. It was such quote unquote outside the box thinking. I know it's terrible, the pun there, but that is absolutely the truth. Nobody had ever done this before with packaging and with cardboard. And so these things got picked up everywhere. And it was really just about making sure that it was as widely distributed on social as it could, so that it essentially became viral. And that's exactly what it did. The other important thing here, right, and Scott touched on it, is the aspect of influencer and partner marketing. So Signal Snowboards, client of Earnest Packaging, they have their large audience. We had to leverage that. Fender, again, has a very large audience. They have to leverage. We were able to leverage that. Tony Hawk, we know how large his audience is, able to leverage that.
LinkedIn, the band, you'll see at the end of this, LinkedIn actually.
Linkin Park.
LinkedIn. Linkin Park takes a little run at the guitar, and they tweeted and they posted, so we got a lot of boost from the band as well.
Yeah, and I, you know, acknowledging that a lot of you don't have these kind of connections and budgets right off the, you know, that we were able to leverage for these, but you do have partners and you do have influencers that you can leverage from a social perspective. And so that's what we did with each one of the packaging videos, or the Cardboard Chaos videos, is really leveraged those partner audiences. And that, of course, led to more and more syndication on various web outlets, Gizmodo, Engadget, Guitar World, IGN, many others. Just a couple more of those media pickups there. And you can see, this is the key, right, is great content with a great distribution plan leads to an enormous amount of views and amplification of those of that content. And so when we launched the Fender guitar on December 3rd, saw well over 3,000 visits to the Earnest website, where there's a lot of lead capture, landing pages and whatnot. Here are just the results of the Fender guitar. We were able to generate 2.29 million, almost 2.3 million video views, 9,400 social engagements, 12,500 visits to the Earnest blog where the video was hosted, referrals from other websites, over 4,000, almost 6,000 visits from the social channels, 1,000 direct website visits, and then email, of course, was a big part of the distribution strategy as well. So in Q4 alone, then, that led to well over 200 qualified leads for Earnest and their company. So you cast that big wide net, you know, get it distributed and picked up all over the place, and it actually does generate leads.
So this data is about 60 days. Yeah. So it's 2 months of the campaign. It's still rolling, but we're a little bit in shock. I don't know how we're going to beat it next, because this is a pretty big number for us, for a little packaging company.
So here's the Fender video.
Here we are back at Earnest Packaging with one of my favorite moments, presenting a new challenge. Here we have the iconic guitar, the Fender Stratocaster. We're going to make it out of paper. We've got to get with the guys. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. Let's get it done.
Thank you.
Cardboard Chaos, where Earnest Packaging and Signal come together to push the limits to see how far paper can go.
One of the biggest challenges in this neck is with the strings. It has about 250 pounds of torque.
Whoa.
On the neck. Wood works well for guitars, always has, but paper, we got a challenge.
We'll try to duplicate what they're getting with the lumber, but in our corrugated. Fender obviously has some beautiful milling capabilities. Give them a rock solid core that they can work with to go ahead and shape their guitar themselves.
Wow. That is crazy. That looks good.
And that's going to be the beautiful part about this guitar, is just being able to see through those flutes.
From Earnest Packaging yesterday to the Fender Custom Shop today, this is where we take our blocks and the guitar starts to take shape.
The challenge is going to be to try to get this material that is notoriously kind of weak to get strong to hold all those strings.
Normally, when they're cutting out the body of the Stratocaster, it's with their CNC machines back there in the factory. Paul is gonna hand cut this out.
We're gonna go with this 50s style cutaway.
Oh man, this is so exciting, just watching this shape up. Little by little, it looks more like a guitar.
Kind of nervous about how it's gonna sound and it's gonna hold together and everything. But we got some really cool stuff coming on where the layers are coming through and you see the ribs. So we did it, we made a guitar out of cardboard, and I'm pretty happy with the way it turned out. I'm gonna make a few more tweaks and put it in some hands of some artists and see how it plays live.
Beautiful, is that?
Cardboard.
Cardboard. Can I hold it?
You can, I want you to play it.
You want me to play it?
Yeah.
Wow.
How did you do that?
I'm just tripping. It feels good to me. I'm just blown away.
It's a Strat.
Sounds like a Strat. The fact that it plays at all is kind of remarkable, honestly. It's cardboard.
That seems great.
I have a guitar made out of paper. Thanks to Paul Waller, master builder at Fender, this thing is amazing. It's beautiful. It sounds incredible. Those guys at Fender shredded it. Mark's gonna give it to his friend Chester. They're gonna take it up to a little practice and give us their feedback. Stoked!
I have to show you what I believe to be the coolest guitar that's ever been made. It is the sickest piece of anything that's ever been made.
Dude, I'm afraid of you.
No, touch it, bro. You're gonna rock the shit out of this thing.
What?
I don't think people understand how insane that concept of tuning a paper neck on the guitar is.
This guitar looks so cool, and I can't believe it's made out of cardboard. I play these guitars on stage, and the similarity in terms of just even the look of it to what I'm used to is amazing, what they've been able to do at the Custom Shop. So thanks for bringing it by today. It was super fun playing it.
How's it feel in your hands?
It feels one of a kind. And I have the certificate of authenticity to back that up.
Like, out of all the things that we've made out of paper and cardboard, this one has so much style and it's so usable. Like, you can actually play it, it's gonna last forever. And that's a wrap.
So I think in summary, I mean, you know, don't give up on what you think you can do with great content, use the media. We've built our communities, they get larger and larger. And note on this one, too, the Smithsonian's asked, somehow they found out about, they want a copy of the guitar in the Smithsonian, and Discovery has a show about how things are made, and they're going to do a segment on how we're doing this. It's going to come out. So, you know, you get this lift with a great idea, and because of social, it's amplified, and partners with Radius to think about how to, we just don't have time. We're so focused on creating great content. we don't have the ability to think about also how to manage the campaigns and everything. So having, as an agency, we do a lot, but it's great. We just got to focus on this. So hopefully this was helpful. Sorry, the videos, want to note, often video rule of thumb, you know, 60 to 90 seconds. These videos are about 4 minutes, but they're kind of docu-style, and we do have data. People watch, they watch them through. So we're getting good engagement there.
Yeah, the great thing about video, of course, right, you can cut it up, make it shorter, fit for the social space. But we're happy to take questions at this time if you have any.
Believe it or not, we did the first the snowboard video for about less than $50,000. So, I mean, it might sound like a lot of money, but in the video world, that was everything from, we because of the connections with Signal and with Dave, he also, and we got, I mean, Linkin Park, Tony Hawk, there was no compensation. They just, we kept building this network through the connections. So the cost per video episode is below 50K. There's fees, obviously, from our agency to create a lot of the assets. There's fees for Radius to manage the campaigns. And then the media budgets that Craig talked about are not that big, right?
No, I mean, that's really the amazing thing.
The paid
thing
media piece is not that big.
Yeah, from a social content distribution standpoint, each of these videos was working off of about $1,300, so which is, I mean, really low. You're talking to, Earnest is a $200
million
a year company, so they are working with bigger budgets, I get, than probably a lot of you, but these things can scale, right? So.
Anything else? I know we're low, probably out of time, but any other questions?
All right. Well, we're going to be over at the table, so feel free to stop by. We're happy to talk more about it, and we appreciate your time today. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.